Twin Harps 2, Galway United 2. Anybody that decided to leave this one early, well, they missed a last gasp equaliser from Twin Harps. It's been credited to Dahlia McCallion, the goal coming on the 89th, almost 90 minutes up on the watch. A long throw in from Tony McNamee. We're all so aware that McNamee has that long throw in, the skill, the ability to hurl the ball deep into the penalty area from the throw ins, and that was one of those that caused the Galway defence problems. They couldn't deal with it. McCallion directed it towards goal, and you just watched it agonise. They just squeeze inside the post, rolled over the line, much to the delight of the home supporters and the Harps players. Harps are back in level terms, but we're deep into injury time, and they're defending a free kick. Galway United ball played into the area. Slevin goes up, the goalkeeper goes up, Antonio Tuta. Did he get a fist hit? He did, because the referee is indicating that that's gone for a corner kick. So we're in injury time. I think we've played about 3.5 minutes of injury time. I'm not sure how much there is going to be, because we didn't see the fourth official down in front of us indicating how much injury time there would be played at the end of this game. So Harps defending this late corner from Galway United. Away to our right, Galway attacking the river end goals. Here it comes. It's Tony McNamee, one of the smallest players in the pitch, heads the ball clear, and there goes the full time whistle blown by Paul Norton, and it brings the curtain down on what's been a fabulous game of football tonight. Really entertaining, full of incident, full of talking points. Harps behind after 16 minutes when Ronan Manning fired Galway United in front. Then the visitors were reduced to 10 men on 24 minutes. Vincent Borden, their midfielder, penalised with a straight red card for a foul on Jamie Watson. It was 1-0 to Galway at half time, but Harps had played really well in that first half. Their best chance falling to Ryan Flood. Brilliant effort saved by Brendan Clark in the Galway United goal. But within seconds of the restart, Harps were back on level terms. They made a double substitution at half time with Sean O'Donnell and Patrick Ferry both introduced. O'Donnell headed Harps level 42 seconds into the second half. But Galway were back in front midway through the second half, and it was former Finn Harps player Rob Slevin who finished to the net. A good goal from Slevin, a good finish shooting under Antonio Tuta. The Harps goalkeeper signed just today. His clearance went through the Croatian. He made his debut tonight, but he was picking the ball out of the net for a second time. Harps then just threw the game at Galway United. Ryan Rainey went closest to an equaliser on 82 minutes. A wonderful effort. Again, a brilliant save from Brendan Clark. But right at the death, in the 90th minute, Dahi McCallion forcing the ball home following Tony McNamee's long throw-in. And it gave Harps a deserved share of the spoils. Remember, Galway United, such a quality side, so impressive all season, and Harps have shared the points with the league leaders in the first division. Harps fans just in front of us here, Harps players I should say, coming over to applaud the Harps supporters in the main stand. It's been a great night here at Finn Park, and still quite a way to go in this season as Harps keep the push on to force themselves into the playoff positions. It's finished here at Finn Park in Balbuffet. A great night of action. Finn Harps 2, Galway United 2.